You know, the observation that I think is pretty significant is the fact that most of the 30-kilometer craters on the backside of the moon seem to be fairly fresh, and any of them that are fresh, by fresh I mean you don't have any real definite ray pattern to them, but you've got a real smooth, or not smooth, but streaked, straight slope, 45-degree angle going down into the crater, in the crater wall. And then you get down to the bottom of the crater and you got a flat floor down there, or sometimes it's a domical type of a floor. And the domical material down there doesn't resemble anything like the stuff that's slumped down the side.
Okay, we copy. Don, if you're handy, you might hit air reset on the disky. It looks like you might have hit a mark button or something.
Okay. Yeah, I might have hit the mark button.
That fixes it.
Okay. I just got used to the other attitude, and now I'm in a different attitude. That's a pretty good observation attitude, though.
Sides. Are you able to pick up anything up on Chrisium yet?
Just now coming up on Chrisium. I just now see it out of window 5, just off the southern edge. Let me try window 3. I think it might be better.
Okay, you might remember we're looking for the color tones or shades between units up on Chrisium. And we're looking for a location of color boundaries relative to the Maury Ridge system.
Okay, I'm looking at the eastern edge of Chrisium now. As you come across there, it looks like there might be a little bit darker. You know, I keep seeing browns all the time up here instead of grays, gray tones. Maybe that's just the way I interpret them. Anyhow, to me, they're kind of a brownish tint to them, and it's a darker brown than the stuff to the south of the ridge system there.
Roger, Ron, our data would show that CM5 might be a better window.
Take a look at that one. Yeah, it's a little better. Looking straight down. I'm just now passing that crater I took a picture of on the last time with the pass on there. And instead of having a round bottom, it's got a diamond shape feel in the bottom. And the diamond itself is about half of the crater diameter. And this is on the south rim of Chrisium.
Okay, we copy. Does the ridge system cross the color boundary, Ron, in Chrisium?
Yeah, this ridge system is running east and west down here. The color boundary isn't nearly as apparent in Chrisium as it is for Eratosthenes. Except that right under me right now, there's kind of a subdued crater type thing, and with the southern part of a ridge. The ridge runs the east-west. And it looks like we've got a flow coming out of it. Let me see if I can get a quick picture of that. Yeah, I lost the camera. There it is. Yeah, it's too late, it's gone. You know, something, see this other solar point's kind of, or zero phase point, I mean, is following me right along out here in Chrisium. So I get a different color straight out from the window than I do out from the edge of it. So I think that's going to influence my thinking.
Roger, Ron, how does the color of the car, the rim of deposits on the car, compare to the surrounding Maori material there?
Okay, the color on the car is definitely darker. It's got a darker rim, darker material that goes out to about a half a crater, and at some points extending out to crater diameter. And then from the south, arcing around to the west, to the northwest corner, you've got some light colored material on top of that.
Is any of that tan or brown?
It's kind of a, the darker material I call tannish gray, more gray than tan. In other words, the old Maori itself I consider kind of a light tan. And then the type of material, is, the dark material that's flown out, is thrown out as kind of a tannish gray.
Okay, in the inner terraces of Picard for color variations, can you determine different units based on color and slope characteristics?
You can. In the area where you have the white thrown out on top, you essentially got a, as you go down the crater wall, you've got a white streak that goes all the way around it, and then you've got a dark layer underneath that, and then a white layer on below that.
Roger, are you saying the color zones are concentric?
Yeah, the color zones are concentric going around.
Beautiful. How about the central peak material to that of the crater walls?
Yeah, the central peak material is, it's more smooth type stuff. The stuff in the crater walls is fine, straight sloping, except where it's slumped down. Where it's slumped down, it's just kind of piled up a jumble of type stuff, you know?
Roger.
The crater Pierce over there has the same color distinction around it for out for about a crater diameter, except it doesn't have any of the light material on it at all.
Okay, Ron, we might direct your attention to the dark halo craters in western Maori Crisium. Are they impact or volcanic in origin?
Some of the rays from the crater Proclus have spread out all the way across here. And they completely cover up the ridge system that goes around there, so I can't see any color distinction on the eastern or on the western edge of Crisium.
Roger, we copy. How about those dark halo craters? Are they volcanic in origin?
Okay, some of the I was looking at those volcanic or the dark rim craters, and some of them have what I'd call an ejecta pattern around them, and the others just have kind of a raised rim with no apparent blocks. The one to the west, southwest, that little V that sticks out there by Yerkes, that hill that sticks out there by Yerkes. Now that's the one that to me looks like it has an ejecta pattern around it with blocks. It's about a 1,000 meter crater.
Roger, you got it. The crater that you mentioned with a flow pattern, will you be sure and make a mark on your map on that, please? We're really interested in that.
Okay.
You should be come up on microbus about now, aren't you?
Yeah, I can just barely see microbus. You'd be better out of window 3.
Okay, we're standing by.
I was looking for any dark halo craters in this area that might be sticking through the Proclus rays. But you know, you compare on either side of the Proclus ray, though, and the same size crater, whether he's out in Tranquilitas or the Mounties stuff before you get to Tranquilitas, or whether he's underneath the Proclus ray, you get the same albedo of ray material from the small craters in either case.
Roger, we understand.
Now, here's a microbus A and B, of course, J3 is up there. The two dark craters, well, the one just north, I guess, of microbus A, and also north of J3. Now, that's one that has a dark mound around it. It's got a small dome down in the center. It doesn't have any ejecta pattern around it. You know, no rays, no nothing. To me, that looks like it sure looks like a center cone to me. You get that same type of feeling. The dark halo that goes around it goes out for at least a crater and a half diameter. The raised dome down in the center of the crater is about a fourth of a crater diameter. And there are no rays. And it has a dark halo.
See any color tones on that crater at all, Rob?
Yeah, the color on that particular color of that is the same color as you see in Morale and as you see in the landing site. And that is what I consider the dark tannish gray type of material. And again, the fresher craters there at Morale still look kind of bluish to me. Not as much as they did yesterday, but they still look kind of have a bluish tint to them from the reflection of the sun. In other words, they are fresh craters, and they're about the size, one of them is about the size of Moker, and the other one is about the size of Sherlock or Camelot.
Okay, you're on Morale now, Jason.
They look just the same way. Yeah, I'm still on Morale, yeah.
Okay,
on Morale,
and, how about comparing the floor fill of Morale to the light planes in Morale E?
The floor fill in Morale is definitely a darker color. The light planes in Morale E are the light tan material. And Morale, the floor of Morale looks just like the landing site.
How about the color, tone, and texture of Morale Gamma?
Okay, Morale Gamma looks just like the rest of all of the surrounding hills around there. I think that's just some of the, what do you call it, the sculptured hills type material that has been, was high and has been inundated by Mare Flow at one time or another. And Mare Flow has come up around it.
Okay, how about the Domico Hills inside of Vitruvius A as compared to Aiken?
Okay, I just missed that one. We'll have to get that one on the way by.
Okay.
Next time, I guess. Right now, I'm looking at the ridge system around the annulus of Serenitatis, and the dark material stops before you get up to what's the crater that sticks into the side of Serenitatis and sticks out beyond the eastern edge of Serenitatis. Anyhow, dark material stops before you get to there. The dark material only goes up to, let's see. There's a definite rill. There's a wrinkle ridge. And then to the east of the wrinkle ridge are two craters about 20 kilometers in diameter. And then further east of that is a rill. A graben, looks like, that goes on up to. And that's about the extent of the dark area that's the same as the same material as the landing site.
Roger, we copy. Okay, Ron, that completes the visuals on this pass. If you want to look some more, we got some time. We do have some flight pan, camera pad, and that, but no hurry on any of it. We do have an attitude change.
Continue looking here until we pass. Oh, do you need an attitude change now?
No, that's not until 4-6. We've got some time on that. It's a verb. Change your noun 78.
Okay, give me a clue about a minute ahead of that.
Yeah, I'll do that, Ron. Just keep talking.